Welcome to the Maestro Circe podcast, where English learners worldwide learn and increase fluency in American English. As an English learner who moved to the United States of America more than 40 years ago, I began learning American English with the guidance and encouragement of my teachers. As an American English teacher with over 30 years of experience teaching English learners in California, USA, I know that learning English is neither easy nor simple. Learning English takes discipline, motivation, and hard work. Let's work together to help you succeed.
Welcome to the Learn American English with Maestro Circe podcast. For the next few months, our podcasts published on Mondays will include excerpts from Maestro Circe's ebook, How to Improve English Speaking, an English Learner's Guide. In addition, during each Monday's episode, we'll also include an article based on the topics included in Maestro Circe's published books on Amazon, titled Survival English in the United States of America, including a variety of topic-based vocabulary and conversation exercises. Are you ready? Let's begin.
You are listening to How to Improve English Speaking, an English Learner's Guide, an ebook by Maestro Circe. Today, we are going to focus on Chapter 2, Formal versus Informal Speaking, including subchapter Adapting to Formal and Informal Speaking. As an American English learner, are you comfortable speaking English in public? Is speaking English clearly and effectively important to you? For the next few minutes, you will hear a variety of tips and strategies to help you become more successful in your American English learning journey. Are you ready? Let's begin. Chapter 2, Formal versus Informal Speaking. Adapting to Formal and Informal Speaking. Introduction. In this subchapter, we will delve into the topic of adapting to formal and informal speaking styles. It is crucial for English learners to understand the importance of being able to adjust their speaking style to fit different contexts. Whether you are engaging in a professional conversation or having a casual chat with friends, your ability to adapt your language and tone can greatly enhance your communication skills. In this section, we will explore various strategies and tips that will help you navigate the complexities of formal and informal speech. Understanding formal and informal speaking. To effectively adapt your speaking style, it is crucial to understand the differences between formal and informal speech. Formal speech is characterized by a more structured and professional tone, often used in academic or business settings. Informal speech, on the other hand, is relaxed and casual, commonly used in social interactions. By recognizing and differentiating between these two styles, you will be better equipped to communicate appropriately in various situations. Adapting vocabulary for formal speaking. One key aspect of adapting to formal speaking is the use of appropriate vocabulary. Precise and sophisticated language is essential in formal contexts as it conveys professionalism and expertise. To enhance your formal speech, it is advisable to incorporate words or phrases that elevate your language. For instance, using terms like implement instead of do or facilitate instead of help can greatly enhance your communication in formal settings. Adapting vocabulary for informal speaking. In contrast to formal speaking, informal situations call for a more conversational and familiar language. When engaging in casual conversations, it is important to use slang or colloquial expressions to establish rapport and connection with others. Incorporating these informal elements can make your speech sound more natural and relatable. For example, using phrases like chill out instead of relax or hang out instead of spend time together can help you better adapt to informal speaking contexts. Adjusting tone for formal speaking. In formal speaking contexts, it is essential to adjust your tone to convey a professional and respectful demeanor. Speaking with a polite and courteous tone is crucial for creating a positive impression. To achieve this, you can incorporate phrases or expressions that exhibit a formal tone, such as "thank you for your consideration" or "I appreciate your insights." By adopting a formal tone, you will effectively communicate your professionalism and establish credibility in formal settings. Adjusting tone for informal speaking. Conversely, when engaging in informal conversations, it is important to adopt a relaxed and casual tone. By doing so, you create a friendly and approachable atmosphere. To achieve this, you can use phrases or expressions that convey informality, such as "hey, what's up," or "that's awesome." By adjusting your tone to fit informal speaking contexts, you can foster a sense of camaraderie and connect with others on a more personal level. Understanding register in formal speaking. Register refers to the concept of different levels of formality in speech. In formal speaking, it is important to understand the various registers and adjust your language accordingly. The level of formality can vary depending on the situation, and being able to identify and adapt to these registers is crucial for effective communication. For example, shifting from a casual register to a more formal one might involve using more precise and technical language in a professional presentation. Understanding register in informal speaking. Just as in formal speaking, understanding register is also important in informal contexts. Different registers exist within informal speech as well, and being able to recognize and adapt to them is essential. Depending on the social setting, the level of informality may vary, and being able to adjust your language accordingly is key. For example, shifting from a more formal register to a more casual one might involve using slang or colloquial expressions when talking with friends. Blending formal and informal elements. Finding a balance between formal and informal speaking styles can be beneficial in certain situations. There are times when it is appropriate to mix elements of both styles to effectively communicate your message. By blending formal and informal elements, you can strike a balance between professionalism and relatability. For instance, using formal language while incorporating informal anecdotes can make a presentation more engaging and relatable to the audience. Practicing and applying formal and informal speaking. To develop fluency in both formal and informal speaking, it is important to actively practice and apply the strategies discussed in this subchapter. Engaging in conversations or presentations in both formal and informal settings can help you gain confidence and proficiency in adapting your speaking style. Seeking feedback from others and continuously improving your speaking skills will further enhance your ability to communicate effectively in any situation. In conclusion, the ability to adapt to formal and informal speaking styles is crucial for English learners. By understanding the differences between the two styles and incorporating appropriate vocabulary, tone, and register, you can enhance your communication skills and connect with others more effectively. Remember to find a balance between formal and informal elements and continuously practice and apply these strategies to improve your English speaking abilities.
Mental health, dealing with stress. As we navigate the demands of our personal and professional lives, stress can often feel like an unwelcome guest that refuses to leave. Whether juggling multiple responsibilities, dealing with unexpected challenges, or simply feeling overwhelmed, stress can significantly impact our mental and physical health. As professionals, it's important to acknowledge stress's role in our lives and develop strategies to manage it effectively. One way to do this is by asking others how they deal with stress. By engaging in conversations with colleagues, mentors, and friends, we can gain insight into different stress management techniques. Not only can this help us to develop our stress management skills, but it can also foster a sense of connection and support within our professional networks. However, it's essential to approach these conversations with sensitivity and respect, recognizing that everyone's experiences with stress are unique and personal. 1. Recognize your sources of stress. When asking someone how they deal with stress, it's essential to recognize that pressure can come from various sources. Some familiar sources of stress include work or school-related deadlines, financial struggles, relationship issues, and health problems. Identifying the source of stress is the first step in managing it effectively. Once you have identified the basis of your focus, you can take steps to address it. This may include changing your daily routine, seeking support from friends or family members, or seeking professional help. It's important to remember that stress can hurt mental health, so taking steps to manage it and prioritize self-care is essential. 2. Identify healthy coping mechanisms. When asking someone how they deal with stress, it's important to remember that stress is a normal part of life and affects everyone differently. However, how we cope with stress can significantly impact our mental health. A critical aspect of dealing with stress is identifying healthy coping mechanisms. Healthy coping mechanisms are behaviors or activities that help us positively manage our stress without causing harm to ourselves or others. Examples of healthy coping mechanisms include exercise, meditation, journaling, spending time in nature, talking to a trusted friend or therapist, and engaging in hobbies or creative pursuits. Encouraging others to identify and utilize healthy coping mechanisms can be a helpful tool in promoting mental health and reducing the negative impacts of stress. 3. Practice relaxation techniques regularly. Asking someone how they deal with stress can give you some insight into their mental health and wellness practices. One technique that is essential for managing stress is practicing relaxation techniques regularly. These techniques can help calm the mind and release physical tension, which can positively impact overall well-being. Relaxation techniques include deep breathing exercises, yoga, meditation, and progressive muscle relaxation. Consistently incorporating these techniques into your routine can help reduce stress and improve mental clarity. It's important to note that what works for one person may not work for another, so exploring different techniques and finding what works best for you is crucial. 4. Prioritize rest and self-care. When asking someone how they deal with stress, it's important to emphasize the importance of rest and self-care. Rest is essential for our mental health and physical well-being. Getting enough sleep, taking breaks throughout the day, and setting realistic boundaries are all ways to prioritize rest. Self-care can handle many forms, such as exercise, meditation, or simply doing something you enjoy. When prioritizing self-care, we are better equipped to manage stress and maintain good mental health. It's important to remember that caring for ourselves is not selfish but essential to staying healthy and operating under pressure. 5. Seek professional support if needed. When asking someone how they deal with stress, it's important to remember that not everyone may have the exact coping mechanisms. Some people may struggle to manage their stress levels independently and require professional support. Seeking help from a therapist or counselor can provide individuals with the tools and resources to manage their stress healthily and sustainably. Mental health professionals can help identify the root cause of the stress, create personalized coping strategies, and provide ongoing support. It's important to remember that seeking a professional license is not a sign of weakness, but rather a proactive step towards prioritizing one's mental health and well-being. In conclusion, stress is a part of everyone's life, but how we deal with it can significantly impact our mental and physical health. Asking someone how they deal with stress can not only be a way to learn new coping strategies, but also help open up conversations about mental health and self-care. Remember, what works for one person may not work for another, so it's essential to experiment with different techniques and find what works best for you. Whether exercising, meditation, therapy, or simply taking a break to enjoy a hobby, prioritizing stress management can lead to a happier and healthier life.
Thank you for being part of today's podcast with Maestro Circe, where English learners worldwide learn American English. Due to popular demand, we are now sharing educational podcasts 3 times a week on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. In the meanwhile, if you'd like to access a variety of educational offerings, feel free to visit our website at www.sercea.com. Learning American English takes discipline, motivation, and hard work. Keep up the good work.